Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step three, create a financial goal. $50 every paycheck, or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge, upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
8:37 here on WMAL. Larry O'Connor over on this microphone. Katie Pavlich over there on Brian Wilson's microphone because Brian's
Hello,
on the
Hello, everyone.
Always good to have Katie Pavlich here from Town Hall Media and, of course, a Fox News contributor. And, of course, it's always good on Tuesdays to have Larry Kudlow, CNBC senior contributor and host of The Larry Kudlow Show on WMAL Saturdays at 7 p.m. Hi, Larry. How are you?
Larry, I hear you have a special co-anchor. Katie
yes.
Katie Pavlich.
That's right.
Hello.
Katie Pavlich, who made her TV debut on the Kudlow Report.
I used to do Larry's show all the time. This is very true.
And boy, are you good. That's all.
Oh, thank you. It's good to hear from you. Glad to have you on this show with us being the hosts and you being the interviewee.
Crazy.
And you're right, she is always terrific, and she's been making the point today, Larry, that I would love to pivot to you on, which is, you know, the week after this terror attack in Orlando at the hands of a radical Islamic terrorist, homegrown, inspired by ISIS, this should have been a perfect opportunity for Donald Trump to make his case against the failed policies of Barack Obama and Hillary Clinton and a national security argument, and he got lost in the weeds. What do you make of Donald Trump and the inability to, you know, sort of make a very legitimate national security argument this week?
Well, I think it could. I think some of it was there, but I agree with you about getting in the weeds. I think he could have been much clearer in terms of his themes and also his strategy. Look, this is a complicated question, and it is a matter of life or death for the United States. And I personally believe that we have to stop this business about inspiration. Go through the news clips, and you'll see all this talk about this horrible killer, and may not have had direct contact with ISIS or not, but it comes up again and again, whether it was San Bernardino or Boston or Orlando. They are inspired. It's like ISIS is the winner, and the United States is the loser, and they're inspired by the winner, as horrible as that is. And I think, frankly, we got to end inspiration. We have to show that the United States is going to be the winner and that ISIS is going to be the loser. And frankly, I don't know how you do that conclusively, except I know for sure we have to destroy and wipe out ISIS's safe havens in Iraq and Syria. And most particularly, we have to wipe out, I mean wipe out, their headquarters at Raqqa. That's where the money is done. That's where the recruiting is done. That's where the training is done. That's where the global decisions are done. We have to wipe them out and therefore put some doubt into minds of some of these crazy people who are attracted to ISIS and say, look, be aware, pal, the United States is the winner and ISIS is going to be the loser. And if you want to come on the right side of history, you stay with us. But we have to back that up with muscle. That's right. What I'm saying.
Well, Larry, I found it interesting that Loretta Lynch said over the weekend that she didn't want to release full 911 transcripts because ISIS would use it as propaganda, when I think that the U.S. should be putting out propaganda of our own showing the leveling of jihadist training camps, etc. But my question to you is, you know, there's a reluctance, of course, by the Obama administration, but by the American people as a whole to really get that job done. I think you and I know that you can't take out ISIS where they breed without ground troops. How right. are we going to do that unless we come to this reality and accept that we are at war because ISIS brought the war to us, and the only way to really destroy them isn't by airstrikes, but by sending United States troops, not allies, but troops from the United States in to take care of the problem?
Well, we got special ops, but we need more. We have bombing, but we need vastly more. So I basically agree with you. I think here, one point, Katie, I do not understand the last 2-3 years, why hasn't the U.S. Congress and the president formally declared war against ISIS? They've declared war against us.
Yep.
President Hollande of France declared war against them after the horrible Paris bombings. Why haven't we declared war? And by the way, a formal war declaration opens up a number of special privileges for us to handle some delicate matters. You've got to do that. It's really kind of part of what you're saying here. It's a full Monty. It's a full package, Katie.
Right.
And I think we need to do that. I would love to see Donald Trump just come out and say that. I know a lot of military guys who want that to happen.
Yes.
And by the way, the thing that baffles me is that, what was it? What was his news conference? It was the Monday after or the Tuesday after? I thought he was coming out of this meeting with the National Security Council at the Treasury with a military strategy.
Oh, President Obama? No, the strategy was guns, guns,
right.
Guns,
right.
And Republicans are the real enemy.
Gun control for terrorists.
Yes. I want a military strategy that will destroy, not contain, destroy the enemy, okay, and send that signal with great clarity. And also, one thing Trump's got, I mean, he's shifted his position, I think, in a better way. We cannot be letting these refugees or others, no new visas, not on religious grounds, but on terrorist grounds. I think Trump is absolutely right on this geographical shift he's made. And if Comey, until and unless Jim Comey, the FBI, says we can vet them, we have information in folders, then the answer is no, you're not coming here.
Yep.
You're not
yep.
coming here. Period. Yep. End of sentence. We are at war. So declare war, have a military strategy to destroy them in their safe havens. Make sure part of that strategy is to keep the hell out of the U.S. This stuff is so simple, honestly. But the American people, you know, they want to see leadership. They're not really getting it right now. And I think, your point about Trump, Trump's head's in the right place. His heart's in the right place. But he doesn't quite get the sharp message out I'd like to see.
Larry Kudlow, we only got about a minute left, but I hear you talk about this on your show here on WMAL Saturdays at 7 p.m., and that is the economy and how it plays to Trump's strength. I'm looking at the Gallup polls right now. The economy is the highest issue of importance to voters, and Trump leads Clinton by 10 points.
Yeah.
The number two most important issue is employment and jobs. Trump leads Hillary by 7 points. When is he going to hammer on these issues?
Well, it's called stay on message. It really is. You're quite right. Look, all during the primary season, in both political parties, the economy / job / wages, number one issue. That's the populist revolt. In fact, wages, middle class wages per capita have not increased since the year 2000. That's why people are so angry and cranky. So stay on message. Donald Trump has a very good pro-growth message, slashing business taxes for large and small companies, lowering tax burdens for individuals, and deregulating the economy. It's a very good message. I might add, it's a JFK Ronald Reagan message. I have a book coming out in September on this very subject. But he needs to hammer away. He needs some message discipline. He needs Katie Pavlich with him.
I'll say.
This doesn't work to do on me.
I don't know if that's going to happen, but Larry Kudlow, it's always good to have you. And by the way, you should also add, you're right, it is a pro-growth Reagan message. It's also, you know, partly advised by you. You're one of the advisors in helping him to rewrite that tax plan, which we're looking forward to seeing the final results of. Always good to have you, Larry Kudlow, CNBC. Thank you, sir.